This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is the day after another night of urban street violence in the United States, and a lot of people are asking what comes next. Many fear the answer is more of the same. It began with the outrage over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis early this week. The 46-year-old black man died after being pinned down by a white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck, even though he was handcuffed on the ground. A video widely seen on social media appeared to clearly show that Floyd presented no threat and was begging for air. Officer Derek Chauvin was fired and now has been charged with murder. The three officers who apparently did nothing to stop him have also been fired, and they are being investigated. Public officials are sounding alarm over the course of events over the past four nights. Violence continued in Minneapolis, where an overnight curfew was ignored by thousands of demonstrators, and fires erupted across the city's south side. With firefighters reluctant to enter unsafe areas, flames burned for hours. There were some reports of gunfire directed at police, though the shots apparently went astray. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he is fully mobilizing his state's National Guard, and that to this point, he's had too little manpower. That could put 1,500 Guard personnel in the city. Walz says he may also ask for federal troops. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says there's been an influx of outsiders coming into the city, determined to cause trouble. The mayor told a news conference what's happening now in Minneapolis is no longer about protesting, but rather about violence. And he said, quote, we need to make sure that it stops. The Pentagon has put active duty military police units on standby for possible short notice deployment to Minneapolis. The rare request came from President Donald Trump. In Atlanta, Georgia, there is a state of emergency and the National Guard has been called in. Echoing Jacob Frey in Minneapolis, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says what's happening in her city is not protest. She says it is chaos. In Detroit, a man was shot and killed when someone in a vehicle fired into a crowd. Via remote, this is VOA News.